This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, we got this text yesterday when we were talking about Lovie Smith, and I thought it was really, really, really insightful.
It was great.
It was talking about how Lovie Smith always says, as simple as that. And I said that Lovie Smith, Nick Caserio talks a lot about nuance. When Lovie Smith talks about football, sometimes it's the least amount of nuance that I think I've ever heard. And we got a text, and it kind of laid out like what Lovie Smith is as a coach and what some of the Texans coaches of the past were. And the text read the following, quote, "As simple as that equals the players aren't good at their jobs. We're getting our ass kicked. I can't coach a team and win if I don't have good players. It's as simple as that."
Simple as that.
He then laid out his description of each coach. And this is how he described Lovie Smith. More with more, less with less. When it comes to talent versus what you get out of them as a coach. So the better the players are, the better things are going to be. The worse players are, the worse they're going to be. We know in football, it's not as simple as that, Lovie. Like, you can coach guys up. Like, Brian Daboll can coach the Giants to where they overachieve. And guys like Mike McDaniel can coach up guys like Tua. So Lovie Smith, more with more, less with less. Bill O'Brien, he said more with less, less with more. This is kind of like Bob Knight back in the day. Bob Knight, I've always said, could coach a team of white stiffs to the Sweet 16, but you give him the McDonald's All-American team, they might not even make the tournament. That was Bill O'Brien. A little bit hard-headed, more with less, because he's going to be overcoaching, it's going to be active. And then less with more, the more there are expectations, he's not going to reach his full potential. Gary Kubiak, he said more with more with less. No matter what, Gary Kubiak, he's going to get the best out of great players, and he's going to get more out of less talented players. And then he said David Culley equals Kastacek. I thought it was perfect. So Lovie Smith, more with more, less with less. Bill O'Brien, more with less with more. Gary Kubiak, more with more with less. David Culley, cast a check. I thought it was perfectly laid out. I read this text many times because I thought it was just so perfect. And yeah. It's always real when I talk to the guy.
Yo, always real. It is always real. And I got the same. We got this message together because we were doing the show at the time. And yo, like this was the best description, because I feel like we've all, through our analysis of all of these coaches, having covered them all, or at least talked about them all in the case of Gary Kubiak as well, I feel like we've all either said this or gotten somebody to say something like this about one of the coaches on the record. Like all of this has been covered at some point, but this was the first time it was put in one cohesive message to really fully illustrate it, and it is spot on for each coach. Lovie Smith, players got to be good for the team to be good. If the player's bad, the team going to be just as bad as the talent.
He's not going to coach
describes.
Him up.
Not going to coach him. But like when you were describing, hey, you know that you can coach players up, and then you described other coaches, not Lovie Smith. Correct, because he is not along those lines like a Gary Kubiak, who does more with more and more with less, as the text message described. And then, of course, Bill O'Brien, which this is the one that confuses me the most, the one that does that does more with less, but less with more. Like, I get why, but I also don't get why. Like, why can't you be more adaptable since your success also depends on it? I don't get that.
It's interesting.
I'd prefer to be David Culley, though. Just give me, let me get that quick check, and I don't got to be none of this.
No, they all cash checks, though, if we're being honest. They all cash checks.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
But one does the least amount of work.
Yes, he did.
Well, like, what is he doing now?
Yes, he did. He's chilling.
And also rich.
He's counting money, and he just had two knee replacements. Landry Locker. B. Scott in for John Lopez. You talked about the possibility of blowing stuff up after the season. This wasn't even something that we were discussing. But I do think there needs to be a proactive evaluation of the organization, just like there is with Lovie Smith. If you're gonna look at Lovie Smith and say he was good for this year, but he's not good for next, I don't think Nick Caserio should have like a bulletproof vest to where you don't maybe evaluate him the same way, especially given the fact that, you know, a few things have happened, the inability to trade Brandon Cooks, the culture, among other things. What would make you, if you were Cal McNair, what would make you blow this up and start over?
Yeah.
What would it take for you to do that?
Well, first of all, quick answer to that question. I think what we've seen right now is bad enough to feel that sort of desperation of, hey, this doesn't look like it's going in the right direction. I got two head coaching hires in 2 years, and neither of them looks worth a damn. And if you want to go retrospect and say, hey, if this is what the second year was going to be like, why – What's philosophical difference was so significant enough for me to have to go pay David Culley to go away to bring this in? And by this, I mean dudes that was already here. Dudes that was already in the building that could have just been in their same roles. And if not for Pep, if he wanted to go somewhere else, that's fine. Like it doesn't really make a whole lot of logical sense once you put it all together. And so I think that could be bad enough. But the reason why I started thinking about this, and I'll tell you, Landry, this came to my mind listening to a segment that y'all did maybe a week ago, but basically what you were hitting on was how, and this is somewhat underrated, is how Lovie Smith might actually be a Jack Easterby guy. Like that might be a Jack Easterby hire. And it's kind of,
I heard he kind of was.
Yeah.
He was hired before, before Culley
before
and all
Culley
that.
And has survived, hired before Culley and has now replaced Culley. Right. And if you think about it long and hard enough, you can see some of the connection there in terms of, like, you know, the faith family football type of vibes, whatever that is, you know, culturally, so to speak. I can see what the connection would be.
Faith family football.
So that's there. And if that be the case, all right, are we not at the point where we're ready to cleanse this organization of everything Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby related and start new?
It is interesting because I've tried, out of fairness, to kind of separate Nick Caserio and Jack Easterby. But now that Easterby's gone, if we are to believe Easterby was a big part of bringing Caserio here, and Easterby tells people he was, he says that's his biggest contribution to the organization. I was sitting right in front of him when he said it. Then if you're clearing Jack Easterby out, I'm not saying that it means that Nick's got to go. I'm just saying, like, maybe you do take a step back, because I do think the Lovey stuff, I think Easterby had a hand in that. I think it's weird how much things he was able to do. I also think there was kind of like a throw a bone to this guy, because at the end of the day, we're not going to be good in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So we'll
wait.
This
you're,
out.
You're talking about Culley, or
I'm talking about Easterby. Like, maybe there were some bones being thrown, although he did have all the power. I just don't know how they look at that. I don't know how Caserio. I mean, Caserio talks about how he. I mean, him and Jack are tight. They have a personal relationship. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I've heard more people throw out the possibility of them blowing it up.
Yeah. Well
after
look,
the season.
Not to quote you too much here, because I mean, you know what you said, but you. I mean, I think you also made a really good point, maybe earlier in the week or last week, of the biggest thing of the Nick Caserio era that has been exposed is the culture.
Yeah, and I don't know.
And that's what all of these guys, to me, are connected to.
Yeah.
And what they were trying to build, a culture and identity. And that, in some ways, we feel like has been exposed to be somewhat maybe fraudulent, or not, if not fraudulent, just not worth the time.
And the other thing about, like, Nick Caserio right now is he doesn't have to be a finished product.
Yeah, I think
you know,
fair.
Like, that's the thing. Like, he does, but when you think about New England and you think about guys from there, a lot of times the ones that fail, they don't take like learning experiences and get better from them. They just double down on what they want to do. Like if Nick Caserio looks at what's happened with this culture crap, maybe he can equate it to Easterby, but with Justin Britt being one of those guys, with Kamu Grugier-Hill being one of those guys, with Brandon Cooks being one of those guys, maybe it is as simple as it was Jack Easterby and we over-romanticized it, and maybe we need to take a step back and look at how, you know, we develop culture and what actually matters when it comes to culture. And maybe we were over-romanticizing it, or maybe you just double down even harder, and all of a sudden you want to make sure these guys are bought in. That's the thing to me is I want the GM, especially in this situation where it's a fluid process, where we're talking process over results, where we're talking year to year, where you tell me that Coley might have been the right guy at that point in the process, but Lovie Smith's the right guy here. I hope your mindset is as flexible as the things that you're bringing in, because I think it's important to grow and develop. And I think that's a big problem with Lovie Smith. And I don't think it's as simple as that. I think a big problem with Lovie Smith is he's kind of stuck in his ways and he wants to do things a certain way. Yeah. And I think that's been a problem for his 17 years as a head coach, which is fine.
Yeah.
But you're not gonna take the next step with that. And are you going to be able to take the next step with Nick Caserio is the question.
That is the question and what I would come back to, because I still want to feel like and believe it. Like, I still want to feel like Nick Caserio, as you would say, is the scenario. And I still want to believe in Nick Caserio as the leader of your football operation. I still want to believe in that. But as time goes on, as the last 2 years have gone on, I don't feel like I have a whole lot to cling to that would allow me to believe that. There were some things he did in the draft over these last couple of years that I liked, but it's not like there's anything he's done that's like wowed me or impressed me. And I would say the best thing that he's done as GM was how he handled the Deshaun Watson trade. Like, that is the and that is the most important thing, to be clear. Yeah. Like, it's not, I don't want to like just brush that to a side,
but that doesn't have a damn thing to do with the future.
Right. Exactly.
You can get me through the mud. The Browns only had it with Sashi Brown.
Right. The only GM thing that would be relevant about it to me is, does it tell you anything? Like, does that moment tell you anything about what Nick Caserio might mean to you? Can you learn anything from that moment that says anything to you about Nick Caserio and what he means to your future? I don't think that it does. And I think there's like the rest of it is more of an example and things to kind of look at as data points for whether or not this is going to work out.
He's got in for John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig with you. We got a stacked 11 o'clock hour. We're going to start it out with the 10 best Deshaun Watson plays. This is going to be a fun trip. With historical perspective, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I promise you'll enjoy a little bit of lab work. And then we're going to get to know Laremy Tunsil. Did you know that Laremy Tunsil has a lucky blankie? In the spirit of that, the things that you liked as a kid that you still like today. Football Friday continues next.
He's got a target on my back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.